Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Cook keeps us out of trouble. Let's say if the block is not finished to the tee, Cook understands that he just got to just give a little bit more scoot to get away. He might not look like he's moving as fast as he's moving, but he's moving extremely fast. And I mean extremely fast. He is just very elusively fast that you're just like, oh, he really is moving that fast. His feet start going, da-da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden you see him separate from a defender. You're like, wow, the separation and speed is there. And then he just drifts away.
Deion Dawkins. What was Dawkins on? He was on NFL Films. He's everywhere.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He is on a quest, I believe, to become the most famous offensive lineman in the NFL. The new Jason Kelce. He's on Cowherd.
Yeah.
Like, regularly. He's on Good Morning America. He's at the X Games. He just likes to hang out.
He does like to chill.
And he's now backed it up with, you know, I don't want to say now, like he was a bad player at any point in time, but he's now, I think, widely considered one of the best left tackles in football. And maybe before he was more like,
Middle of the road. Yes, he's good.
But now he's one of the best. And there he's talking about James Cook, who, you know, got a couple of tweets and texts about how good James Cook is all-time Bills running back list. They've had a lot of good running backs. One thing I am realizing, looking at this list. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Looks like it's a nice day out-ish. I don't know. Supposed to rain today?
Yeah,
I didn't think
bit.
It was supposed to, but Cook is not a bell cow like a lot of these other guys are. Almost every running back that we mentioned, whether that is Thurman or, of course, OJ, Cookie Gilchrist, Joe Cribbs, Travis Henry, LeSean McCoy, Fred Jackson, McGahee, Marshawn Lynch. All those guys are bell cows. And Cook, like, this is part of the contract discussion with him, is he's just not on the field all the time. He plays less than half the snaps. He is more a part of a committee than he is the guy. Which is why I think there is a hesitation from many, including maybe the Bills, from just paying him the same way that, I mean, didn't every guy on this list, no, I guess not every, Lynch didn't get paid by the Bills, McGahee didn't get paid by the Bills, but he just wanted out, right? Who else? Travis Henry didn't make it to a second contract. I guess maybe that's more common looking back through Bills history, but there is a difference there. Of those guys did not come off the field.
That's right.
The way Cook does.
Travis Henry never came off the field.
Not that I remember. I don't think McGahee ever came off the field, did he?
Not much.
Unless those two overlap for a year?
Maybe a year.
So maybe if there was overlap there. 2004 is the start for McGahee because he's drafted in 2003.
Yep.
And Travis Henry's last year for the Bills was in 2004. So they had
one year of crossover.
So for that year, they couldn't both be on the field all the time. And that's kind of like, you know, Lynch was the same thing. Lynch was overlap with Fred Jackson and then even with Spiller a little bit. So, sure, he would have had a season where he came off the field. Cook's coming off the field. I think Ty Johnson's a good player. I think Ray Davis is a good player. That's not why Cook's coming off the field, though, right? Like, those guys are not so good. It's undeniable. You can't take them off. It is, they're out there because Cook can't do certain things. And they can do them, but it's not Ty Johnson's just having, you know, a five-game stretch where it's undeniable he's, like, amazing, and you got to put him out there on the field the same way, you know, some of these other guys overlap.
I do think there's a little of – there's more of that with Ty Johnson than Ray Davis, and maybe that changes here. Maybe Ray Davis forces your hand for him to be on the field a little bit more. I thought when Ty Johnson was on the field last year, he was a big play threat in the pass game.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lions game was a game – is one of the best running back receiving games I've ever seen a Bill have.
Yeah.
Over 100 yards.
Down the field.
Big plays, multiple times. It wasn't just like the one, you know, he wasn't one for 89 and a touchdown. Like, he caught like six balls in that game, give or take. And he was a threat. He was a real threat. So, you know, he does have a skill set that Cook does not have. Which I think it's the pass blocking, and that allows him to be out there when he's catching
on third down
catching the football. But that's a big reason why I think right now I would not bet that Cook is going to get a big contract like a lot of these other guys did. Just don't think it's coming.
Yeah, I do think though he probably is, and I know Josh mentioned us that Bill Barnwell came out with a list of like the top playmakers, offensive group playmakers in the league. I would probably argue he's the best playmaker on their offense.
In terms of when he's got the ball in his hands,
it's him
who's
and Shakir.
Making something happen?
It's him and Shakir.
I would give that to Shakir.
You would give it to Shakir over Cook?
I would give that to Shakir over Cook, personally. But Cook might be the next guy. I'm not counting Josh for this.
No, you're not counting Josh. Skilled position, like playmakers.
All right.
I think I still have Cook over Shakir. It's close, though.
Yeah.
It's close.
I still wonder, I don't know how good he really is.
James Cook?
It's a good question, because the league thinks he's good. The league thinks he's a top 100 player and top 10 in his position.
Isn't that the most important thing, though, is how the league perceives him? Is it more important for how they view him or how the Bills view him?
It's a good question.
And how much different are those two?
Well, if the Bills, it depends what the Bills really want here. Do they want an extension? And do they want?
I'm sure the Bills would like an extension
at a reasonable price.
Sure.
Like, would they be offering $10 million right now? Would they really like the idea of him coming back to the Bills on a long-term deal where, you know, it really shakes out for him getting like $10 million a year?
You know, I wonder if they view him almost the same way they viewed Gabe.
That's because you see, that to me is you're not really prioritizing bringing the guy back. You might have a price.
You have a number in mind.
Yeah.
But you know he's probably going to get overpaid.
And that was proven true, though, by Gabe, that he had interest. He had a market.
He had a market
around the league, and he had a team that was from his hometown also, or nearby, that was willing to give him that payday. So that was tough to compete with. $13 million for a receiver like Gabe Davis.
Right.
I wonder what Cook will find if he makes it to the open market. Will he definitely find a team? Say he has a season similar to what he just had last year, but he doesn't have 16 touchdowns. Maybe he has 10. So still a really good year. 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. Is he going to have a team out there that is willing to give him $15, $16 million a year? Or is the league going to do what the Bills are doing, which is, you're really good, but I need another running back if you're my guy, because you're only playing 47% of the snaps. And I wonder how much damage it would do for his reputation on the marketplace. Not for you know, these lists or whatever, but on the marketplace for... The other thing is, you're not on the field for my most important plays of the season.
But does a team look at him and say, we want to play you more? And we think you have more.
And for that, you've got to get better at protecting the quarterback?
Because...
Or would a team just say, I don't even care about that, you know?
I'm trying to think of who's a team that would do this? Who is a team that would pay him $15 million?
The Jets. But they have a running back.
They have running backs.
And they have to pay Hall, so they wouldn't do that. Who's a team? I mean, the Bears come up a lot because Ben Johnson's there now, and do they want to do their... Does he want to recreate Gibbs and Montgomery in the Chicago backfield? And he could, cook for, the Gibbs role,
yep.
Kind of. If it's not Chicago, you know, who's a team that often you see this? The Raiders just drafted Genty. You need a team like that. You need an old-school mentality. Denver's not bad.
They might say, we got a young player, a quarterback, and this is our time to spend.
And they have a coach that's very good at getting running backs involved in the pass game, and that was what he did with Kamara for years, and before that, Reggie Bush. So, yeah, the Broncos make some sense, for sure. Rookie quarterback contract for Bo Nix.
Tennessee.
Yeah. So you would expect he would find $15 million a year.
I think there will be a team willing to do it.
Somebody would do it.
I think somebody would. So
I think that then means you.
Here's
think
my question:
this is James Cook's last year with the Bills.
I think so. And let me ask you this question: how much more valuable? How much more money is Jahmyr Gibbs worth
than Cook? I see. This is where I love Gibbs, and I would pay him
what he wanted. Which is probably going to be 17, 18, right?
That's right. This is where I would probably never be the GM that would actually ever end up signing the running back, because I would say, I don't want to give Cook 15, but I think I'd be really tempted to give Gibbs 15, but Gibbs isn't getting 15. Gibbs is getting 19.
I think there's a really good chance that James Cook is gone and one of Breece Hall and or Travis Etienne is your fast running back next year.
I think those are two very different. I think Etienne might be a little bit cooked.
Yeah.
Whereas Hall, I want to bet is he's the guy.
Aren't they the same age?
Well,
maybe not same age, same draft year. One draft year apart?
No, one draft apart. I think Etienne was a year early. The difference between a Breece Hall and a James Cook right now is Cook has the production with a little bit of a limited skill set. Whereas Hall, I feel like, has got all the tools in the tool bag for a running back.
He just plays for the Jets.
He's built. He is fast. He is electric. I mean, he's made, even
he's
when
killed
injured,
the Bills.
Right, when injured,
killed.
He's made big plays against the Bills.
Killed the Bills.
He's got, game-breaking, best running back in the league potential.
And
I think Cook could be one of the best running backs in football, but I would stop short of ever considering James Cook is capable of being... Oh, he is the best running back in the NFL. And that's fine, by the way.
Aren't the Jets going to do pretty much
the best running back in the NFL?
Aren't the Jets going to pretty much do whatever it takes to make sure he's not they're going to treat him like James Cook. So they got Allen, they've got Braylon Allen, who they like a lot, and they have another running back too, I think.
Yeah, Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis.
Yes, Isaiah Davis, yes.
Yeah. So,
and they're going to go committee. 100% they are.
That is one where I don't know what the Jets' plans are for Breece Hall.
And I'll say this, is their previous coach took pot shots at him in the media, and then their new coach was kind of he's good, but...
Hall?
Yeah, but we're going to have a committee.
Yeah, he's somebody, I think, with greater ability than they're giving credit for.
Probably.
803-0550 is the phone number. Dennis in Williamsville. Josh, you want to pop him up for me? Dennis in Williamsville's first up. What's up?
Hey, guys. I think one of the things that you have to remember with this conversation is, he's been given opportunities to play on third down. And when he's out there and he's tasked with pass blocking, he gets absolutely steamrolled. And that is a huge reason why he plays 46% of the snaps, I think, or 48, whatever. Mm-hmm. I know it's something like that. I mean, those guys that get paid top dollar, it's not like, he's carrying the ball for that skill set. He's scoring touchdowns for that skill set. But that skill set is part of why these guys do get paid. They have to be able to perform all the aspects of their position. You know, and James Cook can be a good pass-catching back, but he's proven that he will drop the ball a lot. So even if he's on the field on third down and he's used to be a pass catcher, he's shown a lot of drops in his career, and he cannot, he literally can't pass block. So, I don't know, to pay him as a top five running back or something in the league, I think he's given the opportunity. I know he says he wants to play more, but he's been given some of that opportunity, and he has never really shown that he could do it. So that's my take on paying him. I don't think he's worth it. I think he's a good player. He's actually very dynamic for the skill set that he does have. Hmm. I just think you can't rely on him all the time, and that's the problem.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis, for the call. The one area I will defend him on is you mentioned like he's proven he can – that he will drop the ball. He had the one season, 2 years ago. He's only had 3 years, but yeah, 2 years ago.
He had a couple of bad drops.
It was one of the worst drops seasons anyone's ever had by like expected points lost or whatever. But that's because where they were.
Yes.
He had a lot of drops.
That were, and they would be touchdowns.
They were walk-in touchdowns that he would have had. So he did do that. And he also added four fumbles along with those drops 2 years ago. But you do have to give him credit. I don't think he really came a long way in pass blocking. Maybe he got marginally better at that last year. But I feel like he got substantially better at preventing the negative plays. 2 years ago, he had six drops and four fumbles. It's like 10 real true negative plays. And last year, two drops, one fumble. 10-3 on drops plus fumbles. Like, that's a good job. That's a good job.
That's a big change year to year. I'll say I think his problems pass blocking are a little overblown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
recall. You think
it's
more just there's another guy in the team that's really good at it, and that's more of it?
From Dennis's perspective, talking about him being, like, really bad at it, I don't really have any examples I can think of him getting blown up.
Well, that's in part because they don't really have him out there very often in those situations, right?
Yeah, I just...
Like, the Bills
don't
appear... It's one of two things. The Bills either don't appear to trust him in those situations, or...
I just think
maybe
that
they do, and they think...
Ty Johnson just...
It's not worth it.
It's one of his strengths, Ty Johnson.
And if Cook is already a smaller back that you're trying to maybe limit the wear and tear on, and this guy over here is like great at it...
Yep.
I don't think that's a total defense of why they don't ask him to do it.
Agreed.
But it could be a reason why it's 48% and not 60.
Yes. I'm not here to tell you that I think he's like a good pass blocker on third down, James Cook. But I also think that probably gets overplayed a little bit. It's a little dramatic, I think, to say that, like, you know, he's out there and he gets blown up and you can't function as an offense when he's out there in third down. I don't think that's true.
Does it matter, though, I guess, for this, even, like, what the reason is why he plays less than half the snaps? Because are we all in agreement that's the biggest reason why they wouldn't pay him? Like, for me, it's different. For me, it's just I would not want to pay a running back like that. On a team like this with a giant quarterback contract, like, I would want to save that money and use it on something else.
Let me ask you this, though.
I don't think that's why the Bills wouldn't do it. I think the Bills or, you know, any other team might be hesitant. For them, it would be more about what role are you really playing for me? If it's not a full-time bell cow role, are you really worth the money that guys like Derrick Henry are getting?
I think the question that everyone has to ask themselves about whether they're going to pay James Cook or not is, if they don't and he walks in free agency, what are they going to need to do? Spend a first or a second and mm-hmm. or go spend money on a good running back. Because you're not going to be the team that doesn't have a good running back when you are one of the best offenses in the league. Because what have all the best offenses in the league done? Kind of went out and paid a running back.
Yeah.
Or have multiple running backs. Like Detroit, they spent not a ton of money on Montgomery, but a decent amount, and then followed up in the same year drafting Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round. The Eagles, they were a good team with a good offense that decided the last missing piece was an elite running back. San Francisco, their last missing piece was an elite running back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be the team with Josh Allen and be one of the best scoring offenses in the league over the last four seasons. Get rid of your best running back and say, well, we're going to go with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis, and then we'll draft the guy in the fifth round, and we'll see how it goes. I don't think that's – because you know what you're going to do the next year in 2027?
Mm-hmm.
We're drafting one in the first round, or we're going to go pay somebody. So the question is, are you going to have a better option to pay or go – are you going to get a better deal on James Cook at $14 million mm-hmm. than you would on a first-round running back in 2026? Or
yeah,
Breece Hall at $10 million, $9
million. Jonathan Taylor might be available in a year. Like that is a bigger idea, right? That is not only...
So you're going to get an older running back.
An older by a little bit.
And
yeah.
gets injured more. Misses more games.
Aren't you getting better, though?
Maybe.
This, again, is part of how good is... Taylor, by the way, is 1 year older than Cook. But as you point out, much more.
Way more miles.
More miles.
That's also got to be a part of your conversation with James Cook. Limited miles.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying a used car.
Going
you're
back to college.
With all, you're going to go and overspend on a vehicle that's got 100,000 miles or one that's got 30.
Right. And if you go back to college, it was hardly, you know... You bought the car from, you know, an older woman who
took the car to church back and forth.
A
Florida car.
Yeah. That's basically
literally,
what the draft
you got a Florida car.
Right. When he showed up, he had barely any mileage on the... It wasn't... What would Derrick Henry have at Alabama? Like,
Like
2,000 carries
yeah.
at Alabama? Cook had, like, nothing.
He had, like, 400 carries in college and had, like, 200, like had 300 in high school.
This is where, though... If you're bringing up the mileage conversation even, well, now he's starting to build some up, and he's on a smaller frame. So it's, do I want to quit while I'm ahead? And this is where you say, let him go somewhere else for big money. I'm not going to do the Jonathan Taylor idea. I'm not going to do the Breece Hall idea. But I'm going to draft a guy who's fresh and new and young and cheap. And I'm going to pair him with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. What am I going to be on offense? I'm probably going to be great. Probably going to be awesome. And I could use that money on, you know, my defensive end when Joey Bosa's gone in a year.
More defensive ends? Okay. Well,
of course, right?
Sure.
More defensive ends. It's inevitable.
Yes, more defensive
ends. It's inevitable. Every year they're gonna sign
more.
A new defensive
more.
End. More. Yeah. If Bosa doesn't work out. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe Marino wrote in on our question on Twitter about where Cook should rank all time in Bills history at the position. A lot of these guys only have like three seasons, so he's kind of already there for that. And Joe said, definitely better than Spiller. I'm convinced that wasn't actually C.J. Spiller that season. He was possessed. It was a Brady Anderson type year. It was a very different season than he had at any other point
of his career.
Possessed is a good way to,
yes.
to frame what Spiller was for that 1 year. He was possessed the whole year long. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on that, we got a Saints guest coming up at 8 o'clock. The Blue Jays, by the way, are
heater.
Like a wagon.
On a heater.
Hour and a half north, 2 hours north, on a 8-9 game win streak after coming back to beat the White Sox yesterday. So that's been a very good story in the sports in the sports world, too. Time out here. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Jeremy today, and this is WGR.
So up 3-1, a leadoff double here in the sixth, and here's Addison Barcher 0-2. And Barcher hits a fly ball to deep right field, and this one is gone. Their third home run of the game. Number 12 on the season for Addison Barcher. It is 5-1.
He's tied for second on the team, even though this is just his 67th game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Addison Barger, the Blue Jays win again last night. 9 in a row for the Jays. They still have first place in the AL East and are building
crazy
on it. Saw a graphic. They were third in May, third in the AL East,
and
6 games back.
I think 8 games back.
8 games back, and yeah, now they have a 3-game lead in the AL East.
Yeah, over the Yankees.
Who really, have not really been cool. Playing well, the Yankees.
No, they had a long losing streak going until they won the other night. Judge hit, a walk-off. So
I think I saw a tweet from Sal Mariana of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle.
Yep.
Where I was like, I know the anger behind that tweet. Like, it was like, sell the team, fire everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, oh, it's just like a Tuesday night from October to April for Sabres fans.
Yep. Yeah. Where are you at on them?
I don't care.
I mean, we're still waiting for the move that was supposed to be like their number one move of the offseason,
really.
Right?
It's, I mean,
we're just waiting for a Byram trade. That's now until the start of the season?
Yeah, I guess.
Or until whenever they actually end up making
but
it.
But kind of waited too long and probably won't get the same value they would have got for him like a month ago.
Yeah. When you say that, was there anything they could have done that would have got you really bought in?
Overpaid for somebody.
Or is
like
it
grossly overpaid for somebody.
Okay. Like if they'd signed Nikolai Ehlers $10
sure.
million dollars a year.
Whatever.
You would have been in?
Yep.
In on the season, not just on the signing. Like,
fine.
Because
yeah.
I do think there's a growing crowd of, it doesn't matter what they do, I will believe it when I actually start seeing them stack some wins.
Want to know why there's a growing crowd of that? Because they don't ever try.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting mad about fantasy. We're getting mad about potential moves and using that as an excuse when in reality, they don't make any moves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the J.J. Paterka trade, I get it, but to me, you traded the best. You got rid of the best player
sure.
in the trade.
Of course, I did.
I think you maybe Doan will be a nice third line player for them, and Kesselring will be a great second pair defenseman, and maybe even elevate Owen Power next to him. I don't know, but I can tell you
yep.
that if there's no way this was the plan that they sold Rasmus Dahlin on.
No,
there's no way. No, I can't imagine that they, you know, when the season ended in April, that they thought their offseason would consist of Paterka out and
Byram
not out. And right, their five biggest acquisitions being two from Kesselring, Doan, Alex Lyon, and Justin Danforth.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Like, that's not
it's
really...
Not a serious, it's not, just a, not a serious...
It's tinkering. It's not a real offseason from a team that would be desperate to win.
It's moves made by a team that is just... that has a great roster and is just tinkering. They just don't make moves. They don't make big moves.
Or they are moves by a GM that either can't or doesn't know
how to
make big moves like that.
Yeah.
And it could be the former. It could be can't. But
doesn't it don't you want to feel like he's
can't
trying
totally be can't.
To me, it's why aren't they I want to feel like I see them get rejected in I want
sure.
The Sabres offered Ehlers $10 million and he said no.
I know. That's where I'm not sure everybody agrees with that, but I do. I believe like when they
I would give them more benefit of doubt if it was like, well, they were in on four free agents. They offered the most money by $2.5 million and players just won't go there.
Like when I see that the Sabres were trying to spin Paterka into Noah Dobson of the Islanders, who got Norris votes two years ago and just got a $9.5 million contract from Montreal. Like, when I see the Sabres wanted that guy and he told them no, I think good on them for trying.
Yes.
Good on them for going for the big idea and not just going immediately for, I'll take your third pair defenseman, then we're going to put in a bigger role. That's where they end up. So I guess at some point, that's what matters, right? But I want to believe they're at least trying to make these impactful moves. And other than, like, that Dobson rumor, like, you haven't seen anything. I don't know. Did they call on Ehlers? Did they try? Did they offer him something? I don't know. I haven't seen anybody say it.
It's weird that I feel like I really would feel better if they were just in the public doing whatever they could, willing to overpay by $2-3 million.
Yeah.
And guys just saying no. Like, it's just, we're not interested.
Like, you have seen, you do see that from other teams.
Yeah.
Like, when Paterka gets dealt, I've seen maybe four different reports from other markets about, hey, our team did try.
We wanted them.
Michael Russo from Minnesota.
Yep.
He reported, tweeted out, whatever, that Bill Guerin, the Wild GM, had offered Marco Rossi.
Yep.
And that was a part of his package, that he wanted Paterka. There was a Friedman quote about the Leafs being in on Paterka, and the other teams have tried. So, like, you see other teams put in the effort, and then you learn about that. I think that is good PR for where the Sabres are at.
They need something.
Failing again and again and again and again is not also a great look, but I think it's a worse look.
To not try.
To not swing at all.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, their reputation. I think their fans believe, Sabre fans believe, that their team isn't even trying to make these big, impactful moves.
And maybe they are.
I think that's worse.
And maybe they are, and we just don't ever hear about it. But I just, then how come we hear about other people trying?
Well, we heard about the Dobson one, so maybe were they ready to make a pitch to Marner?
And have another?
Not even to get him. Did they have a pitch ready? Were they going to have a meeting?
A slideshow?
If they could get to it, was there going to be a meeting? Or did they just never call? Never call the agent.
I would bet they probably never called. That one, you just... But even so, like, be the team that offers 14. I don't know.
16,
right?
17.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Do something desperate.
Dramatic and desperate.
Do something desperate. Yeah.
Because
do something Darcy has become do something desperate.
The alternative is what they've just been doing, which is not getting them anywhere.
No. I mean, I still will continue to say that the year they make it, I got to this point with the Bills and said this about the Bills. I believed at some point in the drought, I resigned myself to with the Bills, the year they make it, we're not going to expect it. They're going to make it one of these years, and it's going to feel like they got lucky here, they got lucky there, and they squeaked in when nobody saw it coming. And that is exactly how that played out. That team that made the playoffs for the Bills was not necessarily good.
No.
Negative point differential. They had a lot of turnovers, right? So they got some breaks to go their way. Obviously, the Tyler Boyd play is a break to go their way. And they made it. And no one was expecting it. People thought they were going to tank that year. That's probably going to be the Sabres' existence, too. The year they make it, it's going to be, you know, they're expected to be like 24th in the NHL. And they get a hot goalie and a hot power play, and bang, bang, there they are. They're in. Just like that. And no one saw it coming. That's the best I can do, though. And that's not a great place, though, to be with your team where it's throw your hands up and go, well, one of these years they got to get lucky.
And isn't it a little bit too, at least for me, this is the case. It just feels like they're trying to build a team to win, to break into a wild card spot. They're not building a team that is going to, hey, that's a pesky team. They're going to get in. They might make some damage. They might win a round. Could they do enough to get swept in the first round of the playoffs?
What would that be? What would that move be? Is, oh, look, they're trying to win more than just get in. I mean, that would be you acquire a star goalie, right?
Or
you land on Jake Oettinger somehow.
Or Jason Robertson.
Yeah, that's the move that everybody wants. This is what that move would be.
Yeah.
Mark in Buffalo is next up. What's up, Mark?
Joe, how are you this morning?
Good.
I said I wouldn't call back in. I was done when they didn't hold ground on Paterka. But
you're back.
There has to be an underlying reason. There has to be. It has to be that Pegula's calling the shots or somebody up above that owns a team. They must want to decimate the team and move the team or sell the team. Because there's absolutely no way that they're this inept. Now you're going to hold your ground on Bo Byram, whatever. You didn't hold your ground on Paterka. You didn't hold your ground on Eichel. You didn't hold your ground on Ryan O'Reilly. You had that guy from St. Louis they got in the O'Reilly trade. He left $20-some million on the table to get out of this organization. What is wrong? I mean, I'm not a Sabre hater. I've told you guys that. I mean, I'll use that line. I'm one of those old guys. I'm a Sabre lover as much as you guys. But there has to be an underlying reason. There's no way. There's absolutely. Kevin Adams was part of a Stanley Cup organization. There's no way that he's this NF. And Jarmo Kekalainen in 14 years, there's something wrong there. There's something. There's an underlying reason that they're this NF.
Right.
They can't be that dumb.
Thanks, Mark. One thing, they're not trying to – this is not Major League where they're trying to tank the team and then move it. two, I think you could qualify this as an underlying problem. What's the difference between Bo Byram and all those other situations? There's a couple. One of them is he's not as good.
Yeah.
Definitively. He is not as good at what he does as Paterka or certainly Eichel or O'Reilly.
Yeah.
What I think the Sabres have a soft spot for, I don't even know how this could be misconstrued. They are very sensitive to anybody that doesn't want to play on the Sabres.
And they're
or
unwilling,
doesn't want to be in Buffalo.
And they're unwilling to take a chance on a guy to try to prove them wrong.
And the other thing is, that's not being reported about Byram right now. In fact, it's been pointed out from Friedman and other insiders, maybe LeBron was the one who reported this, that oh no, Byram doesn't want out of Buffalo. Like, that's not why a trade would happen. It's he just wants a bigger role.
Yeah.
And he feels blocked by Dahlin and Power.
Yep.
And is that the difference? Is the difference that all those other guys, now they just didn't believe in what was happening here. So, you know, get him out. You don't believe? Out.
Right.
Byram would be like, oh no, guys, I believe. I want to play
more
minutes.
I want more.
I want to play on the power play.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. Well, we'll hold firm on that guy. Like, it's probably all it is.
They are
very sensitive to anybody that even implies that they don't want to play in Buffalo.
And they need a perfect trade. They need, to them.
But not in those other instances, right? Maybe with Eichel. Maybe with Eichel they needed the perfect trade.
But what they do, though, in all of those situations is they wait till it gets to a point where they have depressed the value of that asset.
They didn't do that with Paterka. That was quick. That was quick, and there might have been better offers on the table. Maybe Dobson was one of them, and he told you no. But that was fast. That was not hold our ground, let's hold firm. O'Reilly was timeline, right? There was a bonus that kicked in on July 1st of that year, and they needed to do it. They needed to get rid of it. Now, Eichel's the only one they dragged out, maybe to get the perfect offer. And even that one, if you remember the timeline on that, Eichel was going to go on television because he had had enough. He had been hurt in April, and it was October, and he still hadn't had his surgery, so his neck wasn't healthy, couldn't even work out or whatever. And the season had started. Dude's trying to get back to playing, and nothing's happening on the trade front. So what does he do? He's going to go on television.
Yeah.
He's going to go on ESPN with Buchacross. And what's he probably going to do? He's going to
ragdoll you.
Exactly. Yeah. So the Sabres traded him that morning. That's not a coincidence.
No.
They got pressed, and they moved him. O'Reilly, there was a timeline. They got pressed. They moved him. Paterka, they just did it quickly.
Yeah.
Byram is the one that they're dragging out and looking for maybe more of a perfect offer. And I think the key difference is they just want to rid themselves of any situation as fast as possible of a guy that implies through reporting or even says it, like when O'Reilly said that he had lost his love for the game, that no, we can't have that. We can't have that anywhere near the facility. And I just think you don't always have to punt in those situations every single time. Paterka was one of those instances where I don't think you needed to punt.
I think, though, I think there's a real scenario where the Sabres say, we're not interested in paying this player $7.5 million. In which case, I'd say, okay.
And that's what you mean with Byram?
Yeah, no, with Paterka.
Oh, with Paterka, yeah.
Yeah, if they didn't want to pay him $7.5 million and they knew somebody else was going to and they wanted to upgrade the defense, okay. But, like, right now, they've waited too long to replace him.
Right.
So now the game of musical chairs, there's no more dance partners. There's no more chairs left.
Yeah.
So now you're sitting there with an asset that you could have potentially moved to get a player to come in and play in your top six on the wing. Now there's nobody left in free. Jeff Skinner's left. How funny would that be?
Sign him. I saw a good chart about Skinner yesterday.
Yeah, great.
803-0550 is the phone number. Alex, hang on hold. We'll try to squeak in real quick. We have Ross Jackson coming up at 8 o'clock to talk some Saints as we rip through the Bills schedule.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Up here on WGR. Welcome back. It's Jeremy and Joe. Tyrese Haliburton out for the entire season. That was confirmed by the Pacers. Got injured in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Durant got traded to Houston in a 7-team trade this week.
Just happy it wasn't the Knicks.
Seemed like overkill?
Yeah.
It, to me, is just a sign that the NBA's got to change all their salary cap rules. Everything's too complicated. If you need seven teams to get a trade done.
The second apron. Yeah, I agree. It's too complicated. They need to do what the NFL does. I think the NFL has the best.
Yeah.
None of the, by the average, it's yearly. You can move money around. Allow these franchises that want to spend money to spend money.
Right. The other thing I wanted to mention here. Did you see the story about the offensive lineman for Texas Tech? Felix Ojo?
No.
Five-star offensive tackle. He's the number 20 overall player on ESPN's 300 or whatever. Yep. Signed a fully guaranteed three-year, $5.1 million revenue-sharing deal with Texas Tech per ESPN, per his agent. Because that's now legal.
Yes.
Like, you can just sign with a school, guaranteed money, revenue-sharing. With the players, this is even the quarterback. Revenue sharing. This isn't Alabama. This is LSU. It's Texas Tech.
Right.
If a tackle for Texas Tech is getting $5.1 million fully guaranteed, what is... We haven't seen a quarterback contract yet in college football. What is that first big quarterback contract going to look like?
It's going to be a lot. 10.
Right. Somebody's going to start Texas A&M, one of these schools that's like big, but... Not really, like Miami, maybe, like they have money available. They haven't been necessarily power programs, and now they could do this. I think you're going to see...
You're going to see some numbers go crazy.
Because there's no salary cap in that sport.
Yep.
Or is there? Maybe I'm wrong on that?
They might.
There's an NIL cap. I don't know if there's a cap, though, on all these contracts. 803-0550 is the phone number. Ross Jackson, when we come back, we're going through the Bills schedule. Next up, the Saints, who I think would be the one that everyone would feel the most confident about right now on the Bills schedule. But we'll find out if we should be that confident. Coming up next here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.